Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I'm Brad, here with Doug.
Hey.
It's kind of a lull period in my mind of games at the moment. So sure. Out of curiosity and a little bit of anxiety and a little bit of fear that maybe this game didn't live up to...
I was wondering where this is going.
Didn't live up to some of my lofty expectations. I replayed Fear, First Encounter Assault Recon.
Which, oh, I forgot it was an acronym. That's so funny.
Oh, 100% is. I have my Xbox 360 box sitting here, so I would remember to say the acronym. But this is one of those games that in my brain is just an incredible, amazing game. I would say it's one of my favorite first-person shooters, but I don't think I've probably played it in 15 years. So it was one of those where it's just been sitting on my shelf, and I looked at it and went, I think it might be time. It might be time to give Fear another go.
This was one of my early PC, first like PC games I had as like I got into real PC gaming, because my parents would buy make a PC. I told this for something else, but I got it for Half-Life, but I got it secretly for Half-Life 2. So like Half-Life 2,
I need
Far
it for
Cry,
school.
Yeah. Doom 3 and Fear were like the games, and boy, man, Fear, I remember being totally awesome, and I played like the first hour of it kind of recently. I was like, oh, this game's still pretty awesome. It's like really good looking
it
too.
It is. I think going back in my brain to kind of that mid 2000s era shooter,
it
stands out. It still feels good. I loved it. I had a great, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 hours with this over the past few days. It's just, it's such a cool game. So just to kind of get into what this game is, because I don't think it ever really got the push that it truly deserved. I think it was always kind of that, like, oh, if you know PC games, if you know about FPSs, maybe you played Fear, but it wasn't, it never had, like, you just mentioned Half-Life 2, Doom 3, it never had the push that those games had. Far Cry, Crysis, whatever, you know, all kind of that era of games. So Fear is basically your standard first-person shooter, but it incorporates bullet time, a la Max Payne again at the time, big deal at the time. And it also is very spooky, paranormal, kind of just weird and out there stuff. And
this was like pretty weird. I remember this game being very weird, because I think now action horror is pretty common. But like outside of like Resident Evil 4 and like, I guess, kind of Doom 3, like there really wasn't a lot of action horror games. So this game was like really unique for its time, because it wasn't just like American gross out horror. It's like, this is when The Ring was hot
you can tell.
So it's like more a mix of like Eastern Japanese horror stuff rather than like American horror. It was always like, for video games, always like gross out, and this one has a little bit of that, but this is definitely more like in the like what's that down the hallway kind of horror, which I really enjoyed.
Lots of what's that, did I just see that thing, what's behind the glass window there, lots of that kind of horror, but it's mixed with just this very standard feeling and looking Call of Duty-esque military first-person shooter. Like, if you're watching this gameplay, if you've seen this gameplay before, you'd be remiss for just assuming that it's one of those, unless you see those very specific moments, because you are Point Man, the leader of this assault recon squad, and you are entering this building that has been taken over by hostile military forces, and that is the setup. And as you go through, there's more of this. So again, you kind of run into this guy named Paxton Fettel, who has these weird telepathic powers with these soldiers, and just everything about it. And I don't want to get into too many spoilers, because I really don't want to like ruin this game if you haven't played it, because it is so good. And it all just kind of goes crazy into this. So it still feels unique, but again, it's one of those things that at the time, and this is why I was always hesitant to go back and play it, because it's one of those games where it was, like you said, unique at the time, but I don't feel like it's unique now. If you put Fear out now, I think it's just like, oh yeah, okay, action horror, first person shooter, kind of spooky. I played Ghostwire Tokyo, it wasn't that great. It just kind of fits into that vein, I think.
I agree, but I think there is some like kind of, I think the setting is doing a lot though. Like you said, like if you just watch gameplay of it, you're not really going to get a sense of like the vibe of the game. But I do remember the opening. It's like, oh, you're taking on Paxton Fettel, and he's been able to control all these soldiers. But like, I think the first cutscene is him like eating a guy, and it's like really,
yeah,
really distressing.
It gets dark.
Yeah, and the thing that's like really cool, because I like that it's all one facility. I'm a big fan of like one facility games, and you're just going through this one facility.
I think it's two.
And it, okay, sure. All right, very few facilities, let's say. But I just remember like I thought it was like so creepy because there's so many people or like soldiers who are like possessed or whatever in this area, but it's so quiet. I suppose it's like a really quiet game until things start. So like they're not conversing, they're not like chatting back and forth. I think they have like a little bit of like, oh, where is that guy? But like there's
he's
like no
to
personality
to
these
he's
guys.
Over down the hallway. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But it's really creepy because I think like in other first person shooters, there's always the conversation, the two guys talking and having a conversation and stuff. I don't remember, please correct me if I'm wrong, but I felt like these guys were like, there's something very spooky just about them because there's no personality. They're just these like war machines, basically.
Kind of. I think again, they playing it now, you hear the fact that like they have like their five canned lines when you enter combat,
okay, sure.
And things like that. Yeah. So again, I think that might be a
this is through the filter of a 15
sign of the times thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's more of one of those things where at the time period you definitely got that. Because now really, again, I didn't really get spooky. It was almost cool to me just how juxtaposed the two styles were.
Sure.
Where you are just playing this you know, general combat first person shooter military thing, and then out of nowhere the screen gets kind of fuzzy and you see like this like silhouette of a girl walking across the hallway, and then you're just like boop right back into it, and here comes six guys and you've got your machine gun. That to me was what really stood out, was just how well they integrate the two, because up until the last maybe hour or two they do feel very separate. Like you never really get a good sense of what's going on with the paranormal-y stuff that's happening until probably about 75% of the way through. You get kind of hints and clues here. You can answer old school telephones and things like that as you're walking through, but you never get this full sense of, oh shit, this is how this is all connected and intertwined. And this is the part that Point Man, because he obviously plays a major part in that piece as well. And you don't get a sense of where that is until the very end.
I mean, speaking to the end of it, because I don't want to spoil it, I remember this ending like way more than like pretty much any other ending. I feel like this game like sticks the landing in such a fucking cool way.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, very cool, very unexpected. I think they kind of tease what's going on a little bit before it happens. But I remember this ending, like, again, not trying to talk to it, but I was just like, it's kind of that thing where it's like peanut butter and jelly of like horror and this, and then the ending you're like, okay, it's gonna be a cool horror sort of ending, and then you're like, oh my god. And it kind of kind of funny. Yeah
And again, it's that you get that big military ending where like, oh, we did that, but then at the end there's also this nice little tease at the end, like the very last scene where you're like, oh shit,
yeah,
that just fits so well into what the horror thing's doing. Yeah,
and the
ultimately,
series never
though,
really, after this, felt like it really got much further. I don't know. It just, I mean, like, there's like a ton of, I played through all the expansion packs and stuff. It just was never quite the same, I think.
I think, so I, out of pure curiosity, I popped in Fear 2.
Yeah.
For and played maybe the first 45 minutes or an hour of that. And that game actually starts like 20 minutes before the ending of this one.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And then you see the ending from a different character's perspective, the new main character's perspective, and then you kind of get into some more of the paranormal stuff. And just, I don't know, it's one of those where it's like, okay, Fear 2 embraces so much of the crazy weirdness, and I think that's what the rest of it 3 did as well, that it's just like, you don't get the same kind of cool and unique feeling to it, because now it's just, oh, now it is very much just horror, 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 you've got a gun, horror, 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 shoot him, whereas this, again, you go, you know, half hour stretches, you go almost, you know, full levels, half levels, where there is nothing horror related happening, because it's just, all right, we got to get to the top floor and the soldiers are there, get to the top floor.
It's a lot of your imagination kind of playing on you. It seems like you're kind of feeling a lot of it, of like, of you're putting in your own horror to it. That's, and then Fear 2 is just like too spooky all the time, so it's just like, it's games that put their kind of pedal to the metal like all the time. You just kind of stop, it just kind of turns into white noise after a while. But I do remember, I like distinctly remember like three or four really good scares in this game.
There's a couple for sure. And that's what you need. And again, it's 8 to 10 hours, I think. And you get those 5 or 6 good scares. You get those good spooky scenes. And they're so well spliced together that it feels so unique still, because it straddles that line so perfectly. It still feels really good to play. It holds up. The bullet time still feels good. The guns feel good. Everything about this works. One of the big things, and I forgot about this until I was kind of like, okay, like I kind of want to look into this. And I was actually reading the back of the box and was like, oh yeah, like the big thing with this was the AI in the game. Was how unique the enemy AIs was. And it still feels really, really good because of that.
Yeah.
Because all these AIs have these unique kind of combat things where, like, okay, they'll duck, they'll hide, they'll like double back on you. They'll do like very, very modern things that you'll see in games from AI enemies in a game that looks like Half-Life 2. So it's just, that felt really cool. It's such a unique and cool game that I really wish more people played and would play.
Yeah, and it feels, there's a few games that came out recently. I think like Trepang 2 or something came out recently. That's like kind of on it, but it like you said, there's not a lot of games that can just do fear. But yeah, this is actually one of my favorite games, like literally ever. I like did my top 100 games. It's like in the top 20 somewhere. This one I really is close to my heart. I really need to replay this now that we're talking.
we'll do as all successful YouTube channels do, multiple videos on the 2006 Fear video game that was so popular. But it's actually on, I actually played it through PS3 streaming on the PS Plus collection.
Oh, God. I'm glad you didn't start the conversation with that.
I'm just saying it is readily available to almost to, you know, all of us PlayStation Plus subscribers who pay the substantial ass amount that we have to pay to get those old classic games. It's there.
It's also nickel on PC if you would like to have the better version.
That's true. Or you can probably, I kind of imagine you can get the 360 box pretty cheap too at this point, which is backwards compatible and everything on all that stuff. So there's lots of ways to play it. It's still accessible. It's a cool game. Check it out if you never got a chance to check it out. It's a great time. We are Workforce Gaming. Leave a comment below. Subscribe to our channel. There's a link to support us below on Ko-fi as well. We'll see you later.
Bye.